When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Risk, according to Webster, is the chance of injury, damage, loss, the failure of your expectation.
The biggest risk you can take is not taking any risk.
Almost any accomplishment in the history of the world has come at the hands of people who've taken risk. People who are willing to push the envelope. People who are willing to explore the unknown.
Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks. I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks.
Risk used to drive me right up the wall. I used to say, what if this happens? It's called the language of the poor. What if this happens? And on top of that, if this was to happen, look at the fix I'd be in. I better not try. I could always ace myself out. Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying.
The greatest risk they take is not taking one, and I use it to this day. Anytime I feel that, should I feel nervous, like I feel right now, I take the risk.
Whatever it is that you want to do, there's going to be risk in your life, and risk is a necessary component of progress.
The Englishman says, well, if that's the way it's going to work out, let's give it a go. Right, that's what it's for. Give it a go. Somebody says, yeah, but I'm looking for safety and security. Fine, then huddle in a corner. We'll cover you with a sheet, bring you 3 meals a day. And we'll protect you, feed you, look after you, care for you. We won't let anything happen to you. And you'll probably live to be 100. The guy said, well, yeah, I'd live to be 100. But what a way to live. Right. What a way to live, safe and secure. Don't ask for security. Ask for adventure. Better to live 30 years full of adventure than 100 years safe in the corner. And see, it's not important how long you live. What's important is how you live. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, I think that, you know, whenever it comes to, whenever you get yourself into a position where you have to make some big shift in direction or do something, you know, there are always people are going to point to the downside risks of that decision, and locally they're maybe right. Right? I mean, it, for any given decision that you're going to make, there's upside and downside. If you are stagnant and you don't make those changes, then I think you're guaranteed to fail, right? And not catch up. So to some degree, I think it's really right that over time the biggest risk that you can take is to not take any risks.
As a business grows, the natural tendency would be to take fewer risks and to be cautious and to have contingency plans. But in a business that's changing very quickly or one that you want to grow, you actually need to be explicit about accepting risk. One of the people who work with me kind of describes it this way. I was sort of encouraging this person, hey, you know, let's try this. Why don't we do this? How about this? And at some point he kind of came back and said, so what you're telling me is you want me to try to do 10 things, and if I only get 8 of them, you know, you'll be okay with that. You know, if I don't get all, you know, all 10 versus, you know, having 5 things and doing all 5 perfectly. That's exactly right. You know, you know, we want to accept some experiments.
You know, the key thing about taking risk is learning. You know, and if something doesn't work out, learn from it, and then you're able to move further. We have to always recognize that, you know, knowledge frequently comes at a price. Mm-hmm. You know, Thomas Edison said, you know, 999 ways that a light bulb did not work,
right?
You know, many of us are familiar with the cleaning formula, 409. Why do they call it that? The first 408 didn't work, you know? But, you know, you just put these things into perspective and you learn from them. Walter Dandy, the great neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins many decades ago, was the first one to do operations on the posterior fossa, the back part of the brain. No one thought it could be done. First 13 patients all died. Mm. Now, can you imagine how devastating that was? And I can't even imagine what he said to the 14th patient when they said, how the other 13 do? You know, but the fact of the matter is, we now are able to do that operation routinely and safely. I did one last week. And so, you know, we just have to put all these things in perspective and recognize that we will never make progress unless we're willing to take risks. But we have to take them in an appropriate fashion.
Right.
Because, you know, there's a large group of people who never get anywhere because they're afraid to take a risk. There's another group of people who never get anywhere because they take too many of the wrong risks. They're always getting knocked back into the pond. So that's where this tremendous brain comes in, where you are able to analyze.
People told me that Black Swan was an artistic risk, a scary challenge to try to portray a professional ballet dancer. But it didn't feel like courage or daring that drew me to it. I was so oblivious to my own limits that I did things I was woefully unprepared to do. And so the very inexperience that in college had made me feel insecure and made me want to play by others' rules now was making me actually take risks I didn't even realize were risks. When Darren asked me if I could do ballet, I told him that I was basically a ballerina, which, by the way, I wholeheartedly believed. When it quickly became clear in preparing for the film that I was maybe 15 years away from being a ballerina, it made me work a million times harder. And of course, the magic of cinema and body doubles helped the final effect. But the point is, if I had known my own limitations, I never would have taken the risk. And the risk led to one of my greatest artistic and personal experiences, in that I not only felt completely free, I also met my husband during filming.
I think that you have to take risks all the time. If you don't do that, you don't move forward. We are trying to be too conservative in the way that you think life. And the result is that nobody voices out to say, I don't agree with this, I agree with that. So we have to push somehow our individuality to make sure that our voice can be heard.
I think risk is important for every company. I think it is the essence of entrepreneurship, whether you're the smallest company in the world or, like Google, the second largest company in the world, to take smart risks all the time. I run this experiment frequently with groups where I give them two choices, choice A and choice B. So choice A is you get to deliver $1 million of bottom line value to your company this year, guaranteed. Choice B, you get to deliver $1 billion of bottom line value to your company this year, but only with one chance in 100. So everyone does the mental math. I say, who wants choice A? Nobody raises their hand. Who wants choice B? Everybody raises their hand. It's got an expected utility. It's 10 times higher than choice A. And then I say, who here believes that your boss wants you to choose choice B? and not a single person in the room raises their hand. I mean, these typically are large multinationals who want to be innovative. And then I say, you don't need a lecture on innovation, you need a new boss. You need a new context. I really think that it's the context that matters. We all inherently understand that taking smart risks is the right thing to do. Now, what counts as smart and what counts as a risk is different in different parts of a company or companies of different sizes.
Make your move before you're ready. We're instructed in life to walk by faith and not by sight. See, you want to really begin to stretch yourself. You want to become a risk taker. You want to raise the bar on yourself. Most people won't do that. See, most people engage in low life living, low risk living. This God said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? I like what Helen Keller said. Life is short and unpredictable. Eat the dessert first. You want to begin to take some chances. You want to begin to challenge yourself and make it okay to fail and learn from your failures. Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here.
Now is the time to take risk. So I would encourage you to take risks now. Do something bold. You won't regret it.